We have Jamie Garner and we have Kevin Campos of High South. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having us.
From Nashville, Tennessee in Mainz, Germany. Have you ever been to this beautiful part of Germany? The Rhineland-Palatinate is our state.
Okay.
It's the state of crops and wines.
Oh, wow.
Crops and wines. Okay, this state is. Okay.
Yeah, great.
Crops and wine. California has that sort of, stake that claim too. There's a lot of crops and a lot of wine in California. That's true.
Kevin is a California boy.
Yeah, born and raised in Los Angeles.
I'm very impressed you travel around in trains here in Germany. That is so not American.
We're very brave.
Yes. We're up for, new experiences, new adventures.
Yeah.
And we've done it a couple times, the train thing while we're on tour. But when they're not on time, it's a little frustrating.
Which is strange for Germany, right? Because everything's on time.
It seems that way.
Yeah. The trains are not.
The trains are not.
Nashville is your hometown, of the band High South, despite the fact that he's from California. So you guys grew up with country music. Is there any way, if you're from Nashville, to get around country music? Is there any way to avoid it?
I don't think there's any way to get around country music, no matter where you live in the United States, because it is a very prevalent genre of music. You know, it's kind of, it goes right along with blues and rock and roll. It's one of our, and jazz, it's one of our mainstays of one of our big time
definitely.
Genres.
Mm-hmm. Super popular. And, you know, it made its way to every corner of the country. And so that being said, in every corner of the country has its own kind of take on country music.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So you can see differences, you know, as you go around the country. But it's always, you know, handmade music, dudes or ladies telling stories.
So when you make that kind of music, what does it make you feel?
Well, you know, I would say that we're not really technically a country band. We do have country influences for sure, but we also have rock and roll influences, even some blues influences as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all of those genres or all of those styles of music are from the heart. So they definitely make you feel something. Kevin, wouldn't you say when we're just sitting in a room playing guitars in our hands and harmonica or whatever and singing, it's from the heart.
Yeah. You know, in Nashville especially, it's very big for, songwriters rounds to happen where it's just a guy who wrote songs that you might be familiar with from very big artists, but it's just him with his acoustic guitar telling you the story of how he came up with that song and he just sings it. And that's kind of the feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Like real stories from the heart.
No fluff.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a few cliches about country music. Let's have a little fun.
Do that. Because there's a lot.
Yes, I know. I have a cousin in the United States, cousin Sal, and she says, oh, come on, country music. All the songs are about the girlfriend leaving and the truck breaking down.
And the dog dying.
And the dog dying. Mama and prison. And rain. You know, there was an era, I think, where a lot of those things were prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are new cliches, you know, like
the tailgate.
Tailgate on the truck, drinking a beer under the starry sky, you know, down by the river kind of thing.
Yes.
It gets old.
It comes from somewhere, right? Somewhere back in the day, people were actually doing those. Someone's truck actually broke down. Someone's wife actually left him, you know.
And the dog definitely died.
Probably because he was, you know, a drunk bastard or whatever. But, you know, he was sad about it. And he wrote a song. Well, I mean, one thing that I don't know if it's not a cliche as far as a subject matter, but, a good turn of phrase is pretty common within country music.
So true.
You know, like saying a word and it means one thing.
Sort of a double entendre sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like our song, Let's Get High. You know, we're talking about, you know, let's get together, have a good time, let's feel good. But also, if you want to get stoned, we're okay with it.
Take a turn. We're going to come to that. First, the German part of the Rolling Stone magazine was a bit nasty with you guys. I don't know if you know about that. They said, well, you guys take retromania with rock country music seriously, but the Eagles want their cowboy boots back.
Did they wear cowboy boots?
I played in an opening band once for the Eagles, and I don't think any of them were wearing cowboy boots. But, you know, in America, a lot of people wear cowboy boots. It's certainly not just the Eagles. I grew up wearing blue jeans and cowboy boots. I can own it and be real.
That's right.
So Rolling Stone doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
You guys are great. Really, really. They don't know what they're talking about. I really like your fun, late hippie attitude, if you know what I mean. You have a sense of humor. Take a toke. No, we talked about that earlier. For example, on the new album, a toke is a pot smoke. Marijuana.
Correct.
Yes, that's true. Well, where I come from, it's legal. So
you're not even
a rebel if you're out there smoking.
You can buy it like at the corner store.
Yeah, at the store. Yeah. So in that sense, we're not so bad, but we have fun with it.
We do have fun with it.
Yeah,
and it's good fodder. And it's over here, it seems to be like a little taboo.
Yes.
And so it's a lot of fun to sort of joke with the audience about it, because you can hear them giggling in the audience because, you know, they're probably half of them smoke pot anyway. They just don't want anyone to know.
Yes, exactly.
Of course they do. And it's on the way to become legal in this country, too. So you sing about taking something to have a good time. And I have something for you. As I pointed out earlier, we are the wine state in all of Germany. And we need to teach the Americans that we here in the German Southwest rather drink wine than beer. So here we go. I've brought you some wine from the region, actually from this city, from Mainz.
From here.
Fantastic.
So
the local fair.
I just happen to have a glass.
Well, good thing we came prepared.
Wow. Well, I can hear it gurgling in the glass.
I'm going to try to sound really sophisticated. Oh. What grape is this?
Oh, listen to that. Oh, the people in Radioland are getting jealous right now.
This is a Riesling.
Okay.
I love a Riesling.
Riesling.
Did you see how Kevin stuck his pinky out when he took a sip? Wow, that's really good, man.
I could drink a lot of
drink
this.
The rest of this bottle.
So what do you think?
I love it. I think it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like shooting it. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
They'll pair this with a nice fillet.
Yeah.
A nice fish. Comes out of the river.
Yeah.
So there's more. We have this chart show in summer. Our audience votes their top songs, and we create a 1,000-song chart show.
What?
So, Jamie, what will be your top three classic pop and rock songs of all time that you would vote in?
Top three of all time. Oh,
ooh,
my God.
Baby.
Dude, you could have prepared us for this a little bit. Well, I'm definitely going to pick a High South song. And now you've got my mind is a clutter because of this wine. You know, I think I would probably pick something from Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Nice.
And so that might be...
Love the One You're With.
The One You're With.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I dig that one. You know, a song that we used to do in our set by America is a great one.
Ventura Highway.
That's a feel good song for sure. And then I'm going to go a little bit more hard rock, and I'm going to say the Allman Brothers' Statesboro Blues.
Nice.
Great choices. So what about you, Kevin?
I had a little more time to think, and I didn't use the time. You know what? Let's go throwback. Something from the band. Something cool that feels good. Like
why didn't I think of that?
Like Ophelia by the band.
I'm so in on that.
That's a cool one.
Can I change one of my guests? No. Too late now. Okay.
Ophelia by the band. He already chose a High South song. How about something from the Doobies?
Oh, yes.
You know what?
Which era? Are you going to go with?
I got to go with
Michael McDonald era,
man. I got What a Fool Believes.
Oh,
yeah.
Your choices are kicking my ass.
Let me take another sip. Maybe. And then classic. You know, we haven't chosen an Eagles tune yet, so I'm going to choose Already Gone.
Already Gone.
Yeah, by the Eagles. Cool.
Kevin, can never go wrong with the Eagles.
Those were great choices, my friend.
Yes.
I want to hear Kevin's list more than my own.
So you guys travel Germany, and you are on tour. So the inevitable question, how about your German skills?
Mein Deutsch is kaputt. Ich nehme
yes.
ein Bier.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Awesome.
And as we were talking before the show, if you really want to just act like you know what you're talking about, right? You just say, Aso. And genau, genau. And Kevin's wife is from Österreich, so
yeah.
He's learning.
Österreicherin, also im Haus, wir sprechen Deutsch.
Oh, das ist aber beeindruckend. Impressive.
Achso.
Cool, danke schön, danke.
Bitte.
So Kevin, you live in Austria, in Österreich?
Yes, in
and you're
in
not confusing, and you're not confusing Australia and Austria anymore.
Not anymore. No, I showed up.
No shrimps
like,
on the barbie?
Where are the kangaroos? They're nowhere to be. Come on, I'm so disappointed.
Yes, many Americans do that, and it's so
it's
ridiculous.
Just, it is. It's embarrassing.
Thank you so much for being you guys being here. You're great fun. You're wonderful musicians, and we're very proud to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
Hey,
we're proud to be here.
Much,
we
man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the wine.
Peace and love.